We're starting the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. Now, when we deal with the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, we have to ask a few questions. We're going to start on page 145. What is Tosefet Shabbat? Literally, Tosefet Shabbat is adding on to the Shabbos, or what we call in bringing Shabbos in early. Right? That's what we call. So, before we discuss bringing Shabbos in early and taking Shabbos out late, we have to define what is Shabbat. Now, we know that Shabbat is, lichora, from Tzeita Kochavim, it's definitely Friday afternoon from when the stars come out, no question, that's Shabbat. However, Chazal already tell us that already Beina Shmashot, as soon as the sun goes down, it's twilight. That is Safek Yom, Safek Laila. And because it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila, so lichora, that is not Tosefet Shabbat. The reason why I don't do melacha when the sun goes down is because it's mamish a safek, it might be Shabbos proper. So when we're talking about the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat, lichora we're talking about pre the sun going down. Meaning once the sun goes down, I'm not allowed to do melacha, not because of Tosefet Shabbat, I'm not allowed to do melacha because it might be Shabbat proper. Okay? Now, this mitzvah that we're going to see, that there's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbat, we have to ask a few questions. Question number one, is this a mitzvah from the Torah, or is this a rabbinic injunction? That's our main question. Question number two is, what is the nature of this Tosefet? If I bring in Shabbos half an hour in early, and then I break Shabbos, so am I chayav skila? You know, if in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, if I broke Shabbos by mistake half an hour before the sun sets, would I have to bring a korban? What is the nature of this Tosefet Shabbat? And we're going to discuss that, and that's going to have many, many ramifications. The most common of them is, can I have my Friday night meal before the sun has gone down? Now, for
As in Kiddush and Amotzi.
Right? And do I have to say Kiddush again? Do I have to, if I ate my whole meal and the sun hasn't gone down, maybe I have to drag out the meal or wait until afterwards, eat another kazait of bread, of lechem, maybe a kabeitza, I don't know. So these are all going to be dependent on how I view the nature of Tosefet Shabbat. So let's jump in and see what is Tosefet Shabbat. And obviously one of the other questions we're going to be is, where does Mincha play in? Right? Once I've done Tosefet Shabbat, can I still daven Mincha? All of these are questions that we're going to have to deal with. So let's start with the sources, and lat, Bezrat Hashem, will clarify or not clarify what is going on. The main source that we're going to deal with in the Gemara is Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet. It's page 145. The Gemara is talking about a difficulty in the Pasuk regarding Yom Kippur. Midatanya, the Pasuk, the Brayta tells us, from the fact that the Pasuk says, V'initem et nafshotechem betish'a, and you shall afflict your souls when on the ninth. Now that's difficult. Why is that difficult? Because, thank you very much. It's difficult because the Torah in another place tells us that the Yom Kippur, when does it fall out? On the 10th. So what's us afflicting ourselves on the ninth? Talmud lomar ba'erev. So just because in case you don't get confused, so therefore the Torah has to stress it's at night. So that's a bit confusing. Okay, you talk about the ninth, but you say, it's not the ninth, it's really the tenth. So that's why the Torah added the word ba'erev. Okay, so just say the tenth. Why do this whole? So says the Gemara, I ba'erev, yachol mishetech shach, Talmud lomar betisha. No, you might think, only when it's completely dark. No, it said the ninth. Haketzad, matchil umitane mi ba'od yom. From here we learn out that the Torah is telling us that Yom Kippur I have to add on and start the fast while it's still the ninth day. Melamed shemosifin michol al hakodesh. This teaches us a principle that we have to add on to the chol, we have to add on to it and add kodesh. Meaning, Yom Kippur theoretically starts when the sun goes down, that's the beginning of the 10th. And the Torah tells me, add on to Yom Kippur and start afflicting yourself already on the ninth, right? Whatever, we have to work out. What does it mean? How much time or whatever it is, but add on something. Okay. Says the Gemara, that's all very nice. Ainli ela beknisato. That's only at the beginning of Yom Kippur. Beyetziyato minayin, tamud lomar, me'erev ad erev. So the Torah says, me'erev ad erev, to teach us that just as in the beginning of Yom Kippur you have to add on time, so to the end of Yom Kippur you also have to add on time.
As in,
lichora, it's got to be more than Tzeit HaKochavim. Because Tzeit HaKochavim, right, as we said, is pretty much Bein HaShemashot. I'm not really adding on because...
At the end,
after Tzeit HaKochavim, I have to add on something. Until Tzeit HaKochavim, the reason why I'm not allowed to eat is because it might still be Yom Kippur. So if the Torah is telling me I have to add on something, then I have to add on something over and above, right? Over and above why I'm doing it just misad a safek. So lichora, you have to add on over above Tzeit HaKochavim some
bit more.
Okay. This is all regarding Yom Kippur. Notice, what are we adding on to Yom Kippur? What does the Torah tell me I have to add on? Inui, affliction. Interesting. Okay, let's continue. Ainli ela Yom Kippurim, Shabbatot minayin. Where I know that Shabbat is also included. Tamud lomar tish betu. In the same pasuk, it adds a word tish betu, which is seemingly redundant. That is including all of the Shabbatot. Yamim tovim minayin. How do I know that this concept of Tosefet Shabbos also applies to Yontov? Tamud lomar Shabbat chem. Anytime there's what we call an Isur Melacha, so that will not say, let's leave out Rosh Chodesh, but basically all the Chagim, you have to add in the beginning and at the end. Right? That's pretty much what comes out from this Gemara. Okay, question. According to what we've just learned in this Gemara, is there a mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat? Lichora, yes. Is it the Oraita or is it the Rabbanan? Rabbinic or from the Torah? Why is it the Rabbanan?
No, it's the Oraita because they're bringing the Asmachta from the Oraita.
Right, so you said they brought a Pasuk. They bring a Pasuk, yeah, fair.
They're bringing the Pasuk as an Asmachta, as a...
Okay, wait. The Braita quotes... The Braita quotes a Pasuk. The question is, how do we understand the Braita? Is the Braita quoting a Pasuk and therefore this is a Din D'Oraita, this is a Torah law? Or are Chachamim saying this is a Din D'Rabbanan, but they brought a Pasuk, there's something called an Asmachta. An Asmachta basically means that it's a rabbinic decree or a rabbinic injunction, and when they quote a Pasuk, they quote it to kind of strengthen the injunction, but not that that is the Pshat of the Pasuk. Okay? So that's going to be a very, very important distinction. When we learned this Gemara, is that the fact that I brought a Pasuk, does that mean that this is a Din D'Oraita, or is the Pasuk only an Asmachta and really this is a Din D'Rabbanan? Our question number one that we're going to have to deal with in interpreting this source. Question number two, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam, shehakol nehyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
Is that, and I don't want to, it's a bit complicated, but We're not seeing the whole Gemara. It's actually a machloket. This braita that is not according to all the Tanaim. So there could be Tanaim, such as Rabbi Akiva, that didn't accept the limud of this braita. So then there's a second question. Well, do we accept the braita at all? Maybe we don't accept the braita. And if we do accept the braita, how do we interpret the braita? Is it a din d'oraita or is it a din d'rabbanan? Okay, so far? Yeah.
It says Talmud
Amar
Tish
Betu,
and then it says Shabbat Chem. Where is that coming from?
The same Pasuk.
So it's like an extension of this Pasuk at the very beginning.
You're right. Tish Betu Shabbat Chem. That's like the Pasuk. So the Gemara is learning from every word, it starts with Yom Kippur, then includes Shabbat, then includes Yom Tov. Okay. Let's read the Rambam. Yeah.
Shabbat Chem, your Shabbat, is also Yom Kippur.
Correct. But the Gemara seemed to understand, or the Braita seemed to understand that everyone knew about talking about Yom Kippur. So why did it have to, I'm saying that is the redundancy, meaning we know we're talking about Yom Kippur. So why say Shabbatchem? Like it's a bit redundant. So because of that, the Braita learned out that it's including Shabbat. Okay?
Except it uses Inui and Shmita. Like as in, how do you know that you... How do you know Shabbat goes with Inui?
I'll give you the truthful answer is that it's very difficult to work out how Chazal darshan dar psukim. In fact, it's a art that even the Amoraim... we don't really, you know, all we can do is Chazal darshan out from this word. Would we be able to start darshaning out psukim? There was actually a Rav, he was the Rosh Yeshiva of Ma'ala Adumim, who started trying, who? Rav Shilat. Rav Shilat said, we have to start learning how to darshan out psukim because Odmat, there's going to be a Sanhedrin, and we've lost the way to darshan out psukim. Anyway, but it is pretty much a forgotten. So we're just going to take it as it's a given. This is how Chazal learned out from their pasuk. You could argue yes, no, maybe yes, maybe no, but I'm not sure. But that's the given, okay? Now the question is, do we accept the Braita? And if we do accept the Braita, how do we understand it? Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchot Shvitat Asor says as follows. Keshem sheshvut melacha ben beyom ben belayla. Just as Yom Kippur, you have to, you're not allowed to do malacha during the night and during the day. So too, when it comes to the inuim, right? You're not allowed to eat. It's also during the night and during the day. V'tzarich lo hosif michol ala kodesh beknisato uviyetziato. You have to add to Yom Kippur, in the beginning and in the end, sheneimar v'initim et nafshotetchem b'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev. Klomar, that is to tell us, hitchil latzum u'lihitanot me'erev tisha samuch la'asiri. Right? Close to the 10th day, already start fasting while it's still the 9th. V'chein b'yetziah, and similarly at the end of Yom Kippur, shohe be'enav ma'at mileh l'chad asar samuch la'asiri. Add on a bit, we're into the 11th day. Shenemar me'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatchem. End of the Rambam.
So when we bring it in early, are we bringing in Yom Kippur early, or are we bringing in just the Inui? Because we all know that we start the fast then before, like, a significant amount of time before we light candles, before we bring in Yom Kippur.
Excellent Shaila. The Gemara seem to be talking about Inui. So what does that mean? Does that mean that I'm not allowed to eat, but maybe I can still switch on the light, right? For example. Okay. What do you learn from the Rambam? First of all, it's a good shayla. Let's finish all the shittas of the Rambam, and then maybe we'll come back to Miri's question. Drive to shul, for argument's sake, right? Okay. So now this is the shayla, okay? So first of all, how do you understand the Rambam? What did the Rambam not mention? The Rambam quotes our Braita.
He doesn't add the Shabbat to it.
He just stopped after Yom Kippur, right? Yeah. No Shabbos, no Yom Tov. Now, that is not a big question because he's writing Hilchot Yom Kippur. Yeah, fair. So then, but it's not a problem because then we open up Hilchot Shabbat in the Rambam, and guess what?
He doesn't
mention it. Okay. It's not mentioned. Meaning, the Rambam took the first part of the Braita.
And that's it.
That's it. Not regarding Hilchot Shabbos doesn't appear anywhere. Hilchot Yontif doesn't appear anywhere. What's going on? So, this is a very difficult Rambam because if the Rambam didn't accept Yom Kippur at all, okay, so then I could say he didn't accept the Braita. Or you could say he accepted the Braita, but then how does it work, right? Okay, let's read the Beit Yosef. The Beit Yosef says, Vaharambam beperikei lo iskir din tosefet zeh, meaning in perikei of Hilchot Shabbos, where we would have expected it to be brought, he doesn't mention it. V'katava Rav HaMagid, now the Rav HaMagid, who we call generally the Magid Mishnah was also a Rishon. He's one of the most important Rishonim on the Rambam. The Rambam has more than any other Rishon in history, Parshanim on the Rambam. If you go into Project Shut, Bar Ilan, there's something like 60 Perushim on the Rambam. 60 commentaries on the Rambam. Most of them are Achronim, A few of them are Rishonim. One of them, the most important, arguably, is the Magid Mishnah. So the Magid Mishnah, the Beit Yosef says, the Rava Magid, what did he say? Says, the timer, why did the Rambam leave it out? Mishum de late late Tosefet Dvar Torah, Ela Le'inui Yom HaKippurim Levad. According to the Rambam, what Miri mentioned, was that the Pasuk started talking about Inui. So according to the Rambam, the real din is really only regarding Inui. And Inui is not Shayach for Shabbat and Yontif. And that is a din from the Pasuk itself, because the Pasuk talks about Batish'ah. So how are you going to explain that? The Pshat is you have to add on Inui for Yom Kippur. The other part of Shabbat and Yontif, that was a drasha. That's not pshat, according to the Rambam. That was a drasha. That was not necessarily accepted by all the Tanaim. And the Rambam learned that pasuk for something else. And therefore he says, I'm not going to learn the drasha of the pasuk, but I am going to take the pshat of the pasuk. So the pshat of the pasuk, lichora, says, I have to add on, what part do I have to add on to Yom Kippur? Inui. So the Svirale, the Halacha command, the Darish Leklai, Ledrasha Achrina, Ad Kan Leshono. Because according to the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam held that Pasuk, he learned out for something else, for Hilchot Shmita. Let's not get into what he learned it out for. Okay, so according to this, it comes out that one could argue that according to the Rambam, first of all, there's no Din of Tosefet Shabbos and no Din of Tosefet Yontav. Furthermore, one could argue that even on Yom Kippur, there might not be a Din of Tosefet regarding everything else. There's only a Tosefet regarding Inui, regarding not eating or wearing leather shoes. But driving to shul maybe would still be okay, according to the Shita of the Rambam.
The Rambam starts with Kishem Sheshvut Melacha Ben Bayom Ben Balayla, Kach Shvut Leinui. So he compares the Shvut of Melacha of Shabbat to the Shvut of Inui?
Correct.
Or is he saying Shvut he has... Is he just using it Shavuot as an example, saying, just like you have on a regular Shabbat, Shavuot of Melacha Tosefet?
Right.
On Yom Kippur, the Melacha doesn't, it's just the Inui. That's what he's trying to
say. I think what he's saying is like this. We know that all the other fast days, okay, let's fast take out,
okay,
all the other fast days, they start in the morning, right? Except for Tisha B'Av, right? So the Rambam's telling you, just like regarding Melacha, it's day and night, so to the Inuim, also day and night. And then he takes it one step further and he says, oh, by the way, there's an extra Tosefet. Okay. Now,
Shabbat sort of fits with it.
Sorry?
Shabbat falls on Matzei Shabbat, that fits with it. Because you take in the Inui early, but everything else you wait till afterwards.
Could be. Yeah, fair. Could be. Now, a little excerpt story about Rav Soloveitchik. When Rav Soloveitchik was a kid, he noticed that Erev Shabbos in Europe, whichever shtetl, I suppose, brisk, they would bring in Shabbos early, half an hour. And Yom Kippur, they'd bring in an hour early. So he asked his mother, what's the story? And I'm not sure if her mother or father. And his mother said, half an hour Tosefet Yom Kippur for Inui, and half an hour Tosefet Yom Kippur for Melacha. Rav Soloveitchik, when he grew up, he said that Lichora doesn't make sense. He says it's one din. It's you're bringing into, you can't break, you can't separate it. He understood the Rambam as follows. Rav Soloveitchik understood that it could be that the source of the chiyuv is the Inui. You're right. It's not. However, once you're bringing in the Inui, Yom Kippur already is chal, so you can't separate the two. And that's what the shita of the Rambam is. Okay. Whatever the however we understand Yom Kippur, it's clear, lichora, that the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefet Shabbos and Tosefet Yontav. But let's read, that's how the Magid Mishnah understood it. However, look at the Beit Yosef. Umashmeli, but according to me, source number 4. Dvar Torah shekatav lav dafka. Let's go back to the Magid Mishnah. What did the Magid Mishnah say? Sorry, go back to source number 3. The time of Mishum de late late Tosefet Dvar Torah. How do you translate the word Dvar Torah? From the Torah. When the Magid Mishnah said, the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefet Shabbos from the Torah, implying that what might he hold? That this Tosefet Shabbos, Midrabanan. So maybe the Rambam is all the Rambam saying is, There's no Tosefet Shabbos Doraita, but there is Tosefet Shabbos Derabanan. Look at now the Beit Yosef. Umash Meli, but I understand the Dvar Torah. When the Magid Mishnah said Dvar Torah, Shekatav Lav Dafka, he didn't mean literally on a Torah level there's no Tosefet Shabbos, but rabbinically there is. The Midr Abanan Nami Leitle Tosefet. According to the Shitta of the Rambam, explains the Beit Yosef, and I think he's explaining the Shitta of the Magid Mishnah, there's no Tosefet Shabbos, not Torah, and not the Rabbanan at all. Because if not so, the Rambam should have mentioned it, at least on a rabbinical level, something. And Rabbeinu, the Beit Yosef is quoting Rabbeinu, is referring to the Tur. The Tur was the son of the Rosh, who wrote a very important halachic sefer. Nira the Sfir like Rambam. It seems like the Tur paskens like the Rambam. So we have two Dolei Harishonim, the Rambam and the Tur, who basically hold that there's no din of Tosefet Shabbos. The late little Tosefet Shabbos. But Tema, Amai, Shavak, Svarat, HaRosh, the late Tosefet Shabbos. What's interesting is the Tur was the son of the Rosh. The Rosh holds it is Tosefet Shabbos. The Rosh quoted the Braita in its entirety. So the Tur is going against his father. Okay, let's read the Rif. And then we're going to kind of close this all up. Ainli Ela Yom HaKippurim, Shabbat Breishit Minayin, the din of Tosefet is on Yom Kippur. How do I know it also applies to Shabbos? Tamud lomar tishpetu. Yamim tovim minayin. Tamud lomar shabbatchem kol shvita shata shovet. Ata mosif le ben milfaneha ben milchareha. What is the Rif paskening like? Tosefet Shabbos, he quotes the Braita. He just quotes the Braita, meaning, however we understand the Braita, lichora, it applies also to Yom Kippur, also to Shabbos, also to Yontif. So now we have a machloket rishonim, at least according to the Beit Yosef, there is no din of Tosefet Shabbos in the Shitta of the Rambam. According to the Rif and the Rosh, there's definitely a din of Tosefet Shabbos. We still have to clarify, is that the Oraita or the Rabbanan? Not so pashut. But lichora, there definitely is a din, the Oraita, din of Tosefet Shabbos. Yeah, sorry, what do you want to say?
I will do the translation. The translation understands the ben milfaneha ben milachareha as and, not or this or that.
No, correct. This before and after. Before
ben,
yeah.
Ben leven is as in gam v'gam.
Gam v'gam. Or. Correct. Gam v'gam.
Because
so, sometimes is or, ben can sometimes be or. Nachon. But in here it means and. Now, how do we paskin? Look at the Bira Halacha. Mishnah Berurah. V'da'od d'midrabanan afilu l'rambam mitzvah lo'osif ma'at michol al ha'kodesh. Here, the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, is taking on the Beit Yosef. He says, no, the Rambam also holds that there's a din of Tosefet Shabbos. Okay, it's Midr Rabbanan, but that's the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, the Mashma Pshita, the Lishna, the Rav Magid. And that's the Pshat of the Ragam, the Magid Mishnah. Wow, what did the Magid Mishnah say? Remember, Dvar Torah, there's no Tosefet Shabbos. Dvar Torah, there's no Tosefet Shabbos, Mashma, that Ulai Midr Rabbanan. That says the Mishnah Berurah is a Pshat of the Magid Mishnah, and therefore he understands that that is the Pshat of the Rambam. So it comes out that according to the Mishnah Berurah, everyone holds that there's a din of Tosefet Shabbos. It could be that some Rishonim would hold the Doraita, and some, such as the Rambam, would hold that it's the Rabbanan. But everyone holds that there's a din of Tosefet Shabbos. Okay, let's, he brings a proof, by the way, and this is also the opinion of the Bir Agra. The Afilu LeRambam, if you turn over the page, the Chen Katab Bebir Agra, the Afilu LeRambam, Mitzvah Losif Michol Al HaKodesh, Meha Detkiot HaNizkar Le'el. He says, the Beit Yosef said, how do I know that it's not, according to the Rambam, there's no Din the Rabbanan of Tosefet Shabbos? Because he didn't mention it. Says the Vilna Gaon, he did mention it. He talks about that there's, you have to blow the shofar, they used to blow the shofar, you stop this, you stop that. There were six blasts. You know, we have the, I don't know, well, in Yad Binyamin, I don't know if they have it. The siren, we have music, whatever, there's a...
We can hear
a right, so there's a... Okay, so in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they used to blow the shofar six times, you know, starting at like noon and then whatever. And so says the Vilna Gaon, that is the Tosefet Shabbos. That's where the Rambam, it wasn't explicit, but okay, right. Lamaise, how do we pass it? We have a smachloket. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, Reish, Samach Aleph.
Nobody's discussed Mazek Satmach, Ksat.
No, no one's discussed that yet. We're going to first we're clarifying what it means. Okay. That we is there a din bichlal? Once we assume that there's going to be a din, then we have to work out what does that mean. Okay, very good. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh omrim shetzarich losif michol ala kodesh. Some say that you have to. Now it's very interesting. When the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't bring someone else. He just says it, Yesh omrim. Why does he say that? Usually when the Shulchan Aruch says Yesh omrim, if he says a statement beforehand, then the Yesh omrim is like a sideline. But here, he doesn't bring someone before him. He just says, Yesh omrim, shetzarich losif michol ala kodesh, implying that that is the halakha. So if it's the halakha, why does he say it as Yesh omrim? Out of respect for the Rambam. Remember, according to the Shulchan Aruch, he held, Shulchan Aruch is the same Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo. He holds that according to the Rambam, there's no din of Tosefet Shabbos, as well as the tour. So regard, you can't say the halacha is, even though he paskins, but he uses the language Yesh omrim, because there are those that don't hold of it. Says Magen Avraham. Shetzarich lo osif. Now, says Magen Avraham, v'have mitzvat asei midoraita. What is the Magen Avraham telling us from here? We had a question how to understand that brighter, okay? It seems that the Shulchan Aruch paskin that brighter. The Rambam might not have paskin that brighter. The Shulchan Aruch paskin the brighter. Fine. But how do you understand that brighter? Is it an asmachta? Or is it lichora din doraita? Magen Avraham tells us it's a din doraita. Now that's going to be very important for the following question that I'm going to add in a moment. Let's read Shulchan Aruch. Machrin tfilat arvit kedei losif michol al hakodesh. That you always bring out Maariv later in order to add on to Shabbat. As we saw, you have to add on in the beginning and you have to add on in the end. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now that we've clarified that there is a din.
Sorry, yeah. This is all very technical. Like, where is the essence? They don't talk about why we need to add,
led to a huge. We can break it down into two things. I can answer. Call it on a machshavti level, and I can answer on a lamdani level. On a machshavti level, one could say that there is the concept of kedusha. The Torah is telling us that there's kedusha in the world. Kfiya v'kaima. Shabbat is kedusha that is set in this world. And our job is to expand that, right? To expand the kedusha and to try and bring and let it expand into all our spheres of our life, right? So perhaps that's the idea behind the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos. If you want an answer on a hashkafic level, what is the idea? That might be an answer. On a lamdani level, I have to ask, what is the nature of this expansion? Right? So even if we say it's a din d'oraita, what does that mean? Does that mean that if I accept Shabbos half an hour early, it's completely Shabbos? Which means, number one, I'm allowed to say Kiddush and have my Friday night meal, even though the sun's still in the sky. And if I break Shabbos, well, I've been Mechalel Shabbos. You know, let's say B'Shogeg, when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow I'll have to bring a korban. Or do I say no? Then it's not clear what this is. It's just the Torah tells me that there's a din of Shabbat and there's a din of Tosefet Shabbat. What does that mean? The Torah added an extra mitzvah. Add on to your Shabbat. But, so whatever you do on Shabbat, add on. But it doesn't have the same halachic status as Shabbat itself. Meaning, if a person's mechalel Shabbos, he's not chayav skila.
On the Tosefet,
yeah? Or a third possibility. The Levush understood that it's a neder. This whole idea is that I have to take on Shabbat. It's like a neder. Now, what does a neder mean? I can say I'm not going to, I take a neder, whatever, a person takes a neder, not to drink chocolate milk for a week, okay? You can take a neder, and that is binding. So maybe that's what we are doing about. Now, if this whole din, so if I'm mechalel Shabbos, what have I done? Have I broken Shabbos? No. What I've done is I've broken a neder.
You still have to bring a korban if you break a neder.
Okay, but it's a different korban. It's not hilchot Shabbos, meaning it's in the world, it's in the realm of hilchot nedarim. Right? It's got nothing to do with hilchot Shabbos.
It could also be both.
Could it be both? Maybe. Now, if it's a neder, it's very difficult to understand. If it's a din de rabbanan, then I can understand why it's a neder, right? So Chachamim said, you have to add on, what's the mechanism, i.e. what's the halachic mechanism, how it works? Through neder. Then, if it's
a neder... Can they enforce a neder a priori to the whole world, ad olam, which is what they're doing?
They're saying to you that you are obligated to take an oath. Yeah, you're obligated to take an oath. There are such a things. The Gemara tells us that there are four shvuot that a person has to take in Beit Din that are from the Torah. And then the Gemara adds on that there are other shvuot that the Chachamim obligated a person to take a shvuah, to take an oath, even though from the Torah you're exempt. Okay? So there is a concept of Chachamim saying that. Now, what's going to be the practical ramification regarding if I say it's a neder? Two ramifications. Number one, lichorat tosefet Shabbos, I have to say. If it's a neder, then I should be saying, Hareini mekabel atzmi Shabbat Kodesh. If I didn't say it, and a neder without saying it is not so pashut. Okay? Number two, if I took on a neder, it's very easy for me to take on a neder not to drink chocolate milk, for example. I can prohibit myself from doing something. If I took on, I accepted Shabbos, now can I say Kiddush in that half an hour? How does the neder basically says that I'm not allowed to do melacha, but it cannot obligate me to do kiddush. So when I'm eating my Friday night dinner and I brought Shabbos in early and I say kiddush and I'm eating my Shabbos, but I'm not yotzei, because if it's a din in neder, lichor I'm not yotzei. Okay? If it's a din in Tosefet Shabbos, that the Shabbos just expands, then vaday, I'm yotzei.
Is that
okay?
Where when you do early Shabbat, the kiddush is on the way of Friday night. We do
early
Shabbat in the summer.
Okay.
By the time you come back from short, they will seem to wait a bit to make
it
later. I'm confusing
what's today tonight. Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So now that I've given you all the different possibilities, let's see halacha lemaise and try and jump into it. Okay. So Tosefet Shabbos is a part of the day itself or a prohibition just against melacha. So that's pretty much what I was telling you, giving you the different options. I'm going to say it outside because just to be able to move on. There are two separate tosvots. There's a tosvot in Masechet Ketubot, that's source number 14, and there's a tosvot on Psachim, which is source number 12. The tosvot in Masechet Psachim basically says that there's a mitzvah of, I can't bring in, let's read it. It's very important. Okay. So ad shetech shach. Let's skip to the vomer harimi korvil. Four lines into the Tosfot. Vomer harimi korvil. Rav Yaakov of Korvil says the gabe matzah, regarding matzah davka beinan ad shetech shach. We need to wait until it's properly nightfall. Kedetanya betosefta apesach umatzo maror mitzvatecha mishetech shach. You have to wait until it's night. Mit v'taima. And what's the reason? Mishum dichtiv, because the pasuk says va'achlu et habasar balayla hazeh, on this night. Umatzo maror itkashu lepesach. And we know that matzah and maror are connected to the korban pesach. Aval seudot shabbat v'yamim tovim matzi achil lehu mi ba'od yom. But when it comes to your Shabbos meal and when it comes to your Yontav meal, you can eat it beforehand. So, according to the Tosfot in Psachim, how do I understand the nature of Tosefet Shabbos? It's not just regarding Malacha, it's all inclusive. It's like a proper Shabbos. If it was just Malacha, then how could I fulfill my mitzvah of my Friday night meal when the sun's still up? The fact that I am allowed to, according to the Rimi Kovil, implies that Tosefet Shabbos expands the whole of Shabbat. If we want to go back to our Ashkafic understanding, it's taking Shabbat and pulling and expanding the Kedusha to the other things. However, then there's a Tosvot in Ketubot. Tosfot in Ketuvot is dealing with the question of how one of the Amoraim basically married his daughter during Ben Hashmashot. So we know that Ben Hashmashot is an Isur of you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos. Why? Because it's basically a din of business. You might come to Rat, and therefore it's a rabbinic prohibition. So how was he permitting it? So Lichora, the Gemara says, so Tosfot said, well, it can't be during Ben Hashmashot because then it's proper Shabbos. So what must it have been? It must have been during Tosefet Shabbos. Ah, says Tosfot. Ah, Tosefet Shabbos. So why is he allowed to marry his daughter? Because Tosefet Shabbos only applies to Melacha. It doesn't apply to all of Ilchot Shabbos. So that seems to say that what? That the din is a din of Neder and it only applies to the 39 Melachot. But it doesn't apply to all the rabbinic injunctions. And Lichora, it also wouldn't apply to Kiddush and Ma'amil. Stira in Tosfot. Okay, so this is Lichora, an opinion. It's a machloket rishonim. How to understand it? Do we say that this Tosefet Shabbos that only applies to Melacha? If I understand the nature of it as being a din in neder, it's very understandable. If I understand it something else, then it's a bit more difficult. Why would there be a distinction? Why would there be a distinction? Not so clear. Not so clear. Bottom line, how do we pask it? Okay. Magen Avraham. Let's read Magen Avraham, source number 16. Katuv b'shla, b'shem sefer chasidim, de mikol makom. This is referring to a person who brought in Shabbos early. They ate there, they said Kiddush, and they ate on Friday night. Great. Tzarich le'chol kezayit balayla kedei lekayem gimel seudot b'shabbat. After you finished your meal, you're eating dessert, and now tzeit ha'kochavim, go back and have a kezayit of bread. After Tzeit HaKochavim. Why? So you can fulfill three meals on Shabbat. What you had beforehand doesn't count. Okay, that's the opinion of Magen Avraham. Quoting the Shla. V'chein katav ha-Bach. There's also opinion of the Bach. B'shem, the Maharal of Prague. Aval b'tosvot v'rosh mashma de'achol ligmor asudah mibod yom. But according to the Tosvot and the Rosh, Tosvot that we quoted in Psachim, it sounded like, no, you could fulfill your mitzvah even beforehand. וכן כתב התשומת הדשן, וכן משמע רבן ירוחם, ותיימא דאחר פלגה מנחה חשבינן לילה. So after פלגה מנחה, it's considered not, ומכל מקום טוב להחמיר. מחלוקת ראשונים, טוב להחמיר. So basically, bottom line is, you can fulfill. However, it's best to be machmir. Now look at the Mishnah Brura. That's the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Brura says, source number 17, V'tam dekeven dekibal alav Shabbos v'osif michol ala kodesh. Now that you've added chol onto the kodesh onto the chol, nechshav k'shabbat l'inyan zeh. It's considered Shabbos. Deyachol lekadesh v'lechol miyad. You can make kiddush. You can eat your Friday night dinner. V'yuchal ligmor sudato mibod yom. And you could finish the meal while still v'yesh cholkin. And as we saw, obviously there are argues. וסוברין, etc. ותאמם, דקבן גימל סעודות ילפין ממד יכתיב, אכלו היום כי שבת היום להשם, בעינן שיקיים אותם ביום שבת עצמו. You need to fulfill them on the day itself, ולכתחילה נכון לחוש לדבריהם. And לכתחילה, one should be careful for this opinion. So it comes out. Bottom line, you can definitely make Kiddush. Regarding the meal, here one should be, if possible, tov lachmir, doesn't mean, you know, tov lachmir, if you can, to eat a kazait, or according to some opinions, a kazaita, kabeitza, after tzeit hakochavim. Question, why not kiddush? If I'm worried about the meal, why not also kiddush? Two answers. Answer number one, the Mishnah Brura quoted a pasuk about the three meals, achluhu. So maybe it's a din in Gimel Seudot. Just like matzah, there was a special ba'erev tochal, right? So that's possibility number one. Possibility number two is a wild shita of the Rambam. We saw that according to the Rambam, there's no din of Tosefet Shabbos, at least according to the Magid Mishnah. The Rambam holds, though, once I did this, when I was in Lebanon, in the army, this happened. That the Rambam has a very unique shita. He says that there's a mitzvah, lekadesh et haShabbat, to sanctify the Shabbat, beknisato v'yetziato, in the beginning and in the end. Samuch, close to the beginning, close to the end. What's the idea? The whole idea of Havdalah is to clarify that there's a separation between the Chol and the Kodesh. What's Kiddush? Clarifying that there's a separation between the Chol and the Kodesh. According to the Rambam, you can make the clarification on both sides of the, on both sides. All it has to be close to where there's a difference. So just like we make Havdalah at after Shabbat comes out, right? Theoretically, according to the Rambam, you could make Havdalah on Shabbat, towards the end of Shabbat. You can't light a candle, but you could say you could make Havdalah. So we were going out on
like
a...
People, like early, early Maariv, like people that say Arvit, like on the dot.
I don't think the early Maariv is for that. They think
they
that...
Have to get
no,
back to the army,
I'm not sure. But again, we were going out on an ambush, and we were leaving at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We were leaving the base. You're going out on the ambush, you're not going to be able to say. So we said Havdalah before we left. It was still Shabbat, right? But it was Samuch, it was after Plaga Mincha, it was close to the, you know, say it was close to Bein HaShemash or whatever, but according to the Rambam, so there, according to the Shita of the Rambam, you can make Havdalah on Shabbat. According to the Rambam, you can also say Kiddush when?
Yeah.
Before Shabbat. You can, just like you can make Havdalah on Shabbat, you can also make Kiddush before Shabbat. So that's why it's not a question. Everyone agrees you can make Kiddush in the Tosefet Shabbos and you don't need to repeat it, right? The question was only regarding the meal, okay? The meal you have to eat going to on Shabbat, okay.
Why is the Kiddush bringing in, like, is it candle lighting bringing in Shabbat?
According to the Rambam, candle lighting doesn't bring in Shabbat. According to the Rambam, Shabbat comes in either when the sun sets, so it's Ben HaShemashot, or when you say Baruch Hu. But you could theoretically also be Mekadesh beforehand, right? And okay, it's an interesting shita of the Rambam. Bottom line, what have we seen? To summarize, there is a din of Tosefet Shabbos. This din of Tosefet Shabbos allows us to bring Shabbos in early, to say Kiddush, and to eat our Friday night meal. However, because there's a machloket about the nature of it, and it's a machloket whether it only applies to Malacha, or it actually is expanding Shabbat itself, the ramification is going to be whether I'm allowed to, whether I'm yotzei my Friday night meal while the sun's still in the sky or not. The Mishnah Berurah paskens tov lahachmir, that it's preferable to be machmir, and that you should eat a kazayit, at least a kazayit, according to some opinions, a kebetza of bread after tzeita kocha vim. Okay, so that is, we've just kind of explained the different shittas, why they think what they think, but that's the bottom line. Okay, but again, if it's not possible, you still can rely on all the other Rishonim who basically say, no, it's Shabbos to chol davar. Yeah.
But we still haven't clarified what we mean by
what's
extra,
the time? Yeah, fair. Next topic. How much time is needed for Tosefet Shabbat?
Okay, because what we're speaking about now is as if we're bringing what we would call early Shabbat, rather than
right.
Adding on minutes.
Correct, correct. What is Tosefet Shabbos? Okay.
And from a practical point of view, as someone, I used to work on Shabbat sometimes. So
right.
I used to like bring Shabbat in at the last possible moment because Keilu, why do you malacha?
Correct.
If you can't do it Shabbat, but if you differentiate between the reason for why we're doing it, it might actually be that I should, because I'm not breaking Shabbat if I'm doing what's needed for Pikuach Nefesh. So maybe if it's the different reasons for why we're doing the Tosefet, maybe actually I'm losing a merit of bringing it in early because of
that's
reason.
Actually very interesting. That might be enough to get another ramification.
Yeah.
If it's a din and a neder, I'm not sure if the Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shabbat applies.
Okay.
Whereas if it's a din and that it's Shabbos,
mm-hmm.
Sad, it's a din and Shabbos, but
right.
But you permit it because it's Pikuach Nefesh.
It makes a difference in whether you do it or not.
Whether you did it. That's a good point. Lamaise, as we'll see, you can bring in. No, Lamaise. Okay, but Lamaise, well, let's see how much time is needed, and then I'll give you an answer what I think.
And
okay.
Finally, for Abdallah, why would you make it early if you could make it later?
We couldn't because we were going on an ambush.
But can't you do it till Tuesday?
You can. The question is, first of all,
but
you want to eat and drink. It was preferable. That's what the Rav Paskin. The Rav Paskin rather do Havdalah, and because you're going on an ambush, you're going to be
a doctor doing surgery who's going to start surgery before Shabbat goes out, but knows it's going to go on after Shabbat goes out. would be better maybe, off saying Haggadah first? Because maybe. This is something that's never, that I've never heard, they're talking about being at work. Like before Shabbat, we always were told what we're doing. But Motzei Shabbat was never discussed.
I remember correctly, it was Rav Rimon who gave us the psak, and that's all we did. Because we were going to have to drink, we were going to have to eat, we were going to have to do all types of things.
So I said Baruch Hamad, and then what can I do? I can't make up breakfast, so you can still have a drink. You're not going to...
So Rav Rimon felt that this was the ideal thing for the Chayalim.
Was the din of Pikuach Nefesh for you, for the Chayalim, also part of
it? Yeah, I suppose you could, but it's not that it's us. So the question is, what's the most ideal thing to do? He passed, the most ideal thing to do was to do Avdalah on Shabbat.
As a worker on Shabbat, I've never heard about Avdalah being talked about, as opposed to Kiddush and other things are discussed a lot. Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm just really interested that we are asking to set a Shabbat so that to extend it. But then when it comes to the meal of Shabbos, like that's not taken a priority. Like that like should be on Shabbos, and that you should enjoy it on Shabbos, and like there shouldn't be any like question about it. Like it's allowed to be questionable, but then like have an extra bit of challah afterwards. Do you know what I mean? So like why shouldn't it be that meal is a priority and it should dafka be on Shabbos? Like if anyway there's a doubt, like...
You're saying, if there's a doubt, and you want to be machmir, then you should actually have your whole meal.
Yeah. Why is
right, just
the
thing. I think the answer, it's a good trailer. I think the answer is just practical. Yeah, I'm saying in England, you're going to have supper at 11 o'clock.
No, but I'm saying we never even heard
this. It is true.
We never heard, I don't know about you, but growing up, we never had this idea that to eat at night.
Actually,
did
hear. We didn't, but I know people that did.
My mum said it's growing up, they would have supper, and then my grandfather would go to shul, would come back, they make kiddush, have challah and dessert, and then the kid would get shipped off to bed.
But that was a different thing, because they never used to have
minyan. More reasons to live here.
Yeah. Okay, let's try and at least get to this idea of how much time do we have to add? So look at Tosfot. Tosfot says, Revai Giva, Mishum Desagi Betosefet Mashu. Tosefet Mashu. Okay?
That helps a lot.
What's Mashu? Klum, right? 30 seconds, Dichora. Look at the Chaya Adam. The Chaya Adam says, hold on a second, not so fast. וכל אדם חייב על כל פנים לפרוש ממלאכה לפחות חצי שעה קודם הלילה. At least half an hour before nightfall. כי צריך להוסיף מעט מחול על הקודש בין בכניסתו ומיציאתו. והוא מצוות עשה מן התורה. This is a positive commandment from the Torah. And we learn it out from Yom Kippur. וזמן תוספת זה הוא קודם בין השמשות. This is before twilight. ועשה מלאכה בתוספת שבת עובר על עשה. Now he says, you're not breaking Shabbos. What are you breaking? A mitzvah taseh. The Torah told you to add on Shabbos, and you didn't. You're breaking a mitzvah taseh. You're not being mechalel Shabbat. Val kol panim lo yitacher chatzi shah, ki ben hashmashot im tosefet Shabbos oleh kimat lechatzi shah. So basically, he says like this: lechatchila, half an hour before ben hashmashot, but yeved half an hour. Including Ben HaShemashot. So if Ben HaShemashot is approximately 13 minutes, so your half an hour basically includes that, so it's 20 minutes before Ben HaShemashot, which is pretty much what the world usually does. We talk about the 18 minutes or 20 minutes. That is Tosefet Shabbat. It's before the sun goes down. Once the sun goes down, there's no Tosefet Shabbat because that's already Safek Shabbos Mamish. So when we talk about the 18 minutes, that really is Tosefet Shabbat, according to the Chaya Adam, according to Tosfot, it doesn't have to be 18 minutes. Now, I'll just end off with a story. Sorry?
And it's always at the front of Shabbat. Why can't you have Tosefet Shabbat at the end?
No, you have to have in the beginning and the end. The beginning and the end.
Both of them are din of their own, or they come together as one din.
One din. We learned it out from the same Makor, in the beginning and in the end, right? Now, Rav Moshe Feinstein, I'll end off with this. Rav Moshe Feinstein used to get in a car and drive to Shul Erev Shabbat. He got a letter from someone, says, I don't understand how the Gadol Ador is Mechalel Shabbos. I looked on the calendar, I saw you in a car, please explain. So, Moshe Feinstein wrote him very nicely that really But the calendar is actually not Shabbos. Shabbos is from Ben Hashmashok when the sun goes down. There's a din of Tosefet Shabbos. The Tosefet Shabbos is a mashu, as a he paskin, that should, you know, to whatever, few, 2 or 4 minutes. And this 18 minutes is extra. However, then he adds on. However, I take upon myself now never to drive during the 18 minutes because I see it's causing confusion. So bottom line, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and pretty much everyone agrees, that Tosefet Shabbos is a few, can be even 2 minutes, can be even 2 minutes, whatever some say, 4 minutes. But Lamai say we're not so machped for the Chaya Adam as a golden rule. However, we do usually try and take 18 minutes. Why 18 minutes? Where did that come from? There is one shitta of the Yoreim. The Yoreim was one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Eliezer of Metz. He holds that when does Ben Hashmashot start? 20 minutes before the sun goes down. It's a very, I still haven't understand his shitta, but basically his understanding of Ben Hashmashot every day is 20 minutes before the sun goes down. Okay, it's got a whole complicated
understanding.
Correct. The Yerushalayim is machmir for the Yoreim. Right? That basically they want to take on that the huh?
Was he a Yerushalayim?
No, he lived in Metz. Right, okay. He was killed in the Metz was one of the communities that was destroyed in one of the in the first crusade, the second crusade, or whatever. Rabbi Eliezer of Metz or Worms. Was it Worms? The Yoreim, Bali Yoreim. Metz? Okay, so it's Metz. Okay. Bottom line. What does this mean? There is a mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbat. We should try and bring it in. It's according to a lot of Rishonim, it's a mitzvah min haTorah, chaval, right? And we should bring it in. Now, when you if you light Shabbos candles and you bring in before, during the 18 minutes, you have accepted upon yourself also Tosefet Shabbos. So every Shabbat, you've knowingly or unknowingly basically accepted upon yourself Tosefet Shabbos in any event. Now, this week, you'll know that it's actually, you're doing it knowingly, for those who didn't know beforehand, and you fulfill an extra mitzvah from the Torah, right? At least according to some, it's Rishon, it's the Rabbanan, but Vaday, there's a din, din of Tosefet Shabbos. This allows for, in places where, you know, in the summer, to have to bring in Shabbos early. What we'll discuss next week is the earliest time that you can bring in Shabbos, because there are limitations. You can't bring it on Friday morning. There are limitations when you can bring it in, and that we'll also then discuss regarding the time to daven mincha. Okay. Next week is Chanukah. Okay. So we.
Just a quick question. Is Man Rabbeinu Tam,
yes,
for after Shabbat, is it connected to this, or is that
it's connected to the question of how you define Bein HaShmashot, okay?
But it doesn't work beforehand. They don't bring Shabbat in that extra time beforehand, Rabbeinu Tam.
Whatever Bein HaShmashot is, okay, there are three different shittas of how you define Bein HaShmashot. Mm-hmm. So Sefer Shabbos has to be before whatever time you eat. The Yoreim is the most stringent opinion. His opinion is that Ben HaShmashot starts 20 minutes before the ball of the sun sets. Then you have the Shitta of the Gra. The Gra is Ben HaShmashot starts when the ball of the sun sets. He quotes it in the name of the Gaonim. Then you have the Shitta of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says Ben HaShmashot doesn't start when the ball of the sun sets. It starts afterwards.
Yeah?
When the ball of the sun sets, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's still Friday. It's not yet Shabbat. So people who are machmir for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, they machmir on Motzei Shabbat. Because according to the Vilna Gaon, Bein HaShmashot is basically starts once the ball of the sun sets and comes out a few minutes later, 11 minutes, 13 minutes, whatever. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Ben HaShmashot starts later, which means Seita Kochavim comes out later. So when people are machmir for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that's what they're being machmir for.
They don't light candles that late.
Who?
Rabbeinu Tam.
No, because they took the Chumrah, not the Kula. Meaning,
right,
they're going to be machmir for Motzei Shabbat, but they're not going to be makel.
Nobody lights candles late, that late.
No one lights candles right. that late. I'll right. tell you, I was
so
in...
So then,
when does it apply that you can rely on... When I was a teenager, I used to daven for like this country community in South Africa. And Yom Kippur, I'm waiting for a minyan. We didn't get a minyan. So you meant to do Kol Nidre before. Anyway, couldn't. It was Ben Ashmashot. And Dafka, my brother, was with me. And he was 5 years older. So he was a bit more learned. I was a school kid. He said, there's Rabbeinu Tam. Still say Kol Nidre. I was like,
when you need it.
So I'm saying for those. But Lemay said you can't be.
Surely you didn't do Kol Nidre.
Yeah.
That would be.
How does it fit in with the idea of that you can't get benefit, like that the candle lighting, when you light the candles that you need to get benefit from them like later once it's...
Oh, so that would also be a good shayla, right? If you say that you need to get benefit from them, maybe the candles have to be... If I hold that Tosefet Shabbos, it's proper Shabbos,
right,
then I don't have a problem if they burn out before Tzeitah Kochavim. But if I say that Tosefet Shabbos isn't really a din in Shabbos, it's a din in Neder, it's a din in Melacha, whatever... then I need to get benefit once Seita Kochavim comes out. So Lichora, that would be the simple answer is we have electricity. So you can also still get benefit from the electric lights even after Seita Kochavim. So you're covered.
This class was so helpful for me in the last couple of weeks because I was in New York. I was visiting my family. And in both cases, like both Shabbos is over there, it's like I was a guest at someone's house. So I'm like, I made a point, okay, I'm turning on this light now. Because it's not my house, but I'm a guest. But I was like,
yes, okay.
Practically, Tosefet Zman before Shabbat, we light candles.
Right.
So we make,
we accept Shabbat, right.
How does it work for men or people who don't like candles, women who don't like candles?
I got a shul.
I know some shuls sing like something before you didn't have fresh as that, like a thing. But if...
I say, Hareini Mekabel Atzmi Tosefet Shabbos Kodesh.
Right.
I say it, and I usually say it straight off to Kedusha, because they daven Mincha, and I want to daven Mincha, and I never get to daven an early Mincha.
Right.
But then, if I wait until after they finish Chazarat HaShatz, it's going to be too late, because then it's already Banash Mashot. So then I just say it myself. Hareini Mekabel Atzmi Tosefet Shabbos Kodesh.
Right.
Or Tosefet Shabbos, or whatever.
Right. And then we never discuss Mincha, so we should be lighting. We should be saying, this week we're going to do it anyway, so we'll be all right.
No, it's going to be a machloket. It's going to be a machloket. Yeah. They're going to be those who are going to say you can say mincha afterwards. Okay?
Because we're women? Or because
no, not connected to women. Not connected to women. It's a question of the nature of this Tosefet Shabbos. How does it relate to everything else?
Right.
I'll give you another shayla, right? Hilchot Nida.
Right.
Does this mean that, you know, a person brought in Shabbos early? So is that now the next day in terms of the Sfirot? It has many, many ramifications regarding all of these din. No. Lamai said we pass good. Lamai said we pass good. No. Okay, fine. Lamai said the answer is no. Right. But I'm saying that's part of the whole Nafka Minas regarding this, regarding Avelot, regarding all types of ramifications. Okay. Square.
Thank you.
Probably that shouldn't have been recorded, but okay.